Their own fellows had sickened and died. They cared that the cure had taken so long to reach them, but it did not mean anything to them that dragons in France had also been ill, or that the disease would have spread, killing thousands if Temeraire and Lawrence had not taken over the cure. They also did not care that the lords of the Admiralty had called it treason, and sentenced Lawrence to die. They had nothing to care for. They were fed, and there was enough for everyone. If the shelter was not pleasant, it was no worse than what even the retired dragons were used to from the days of their active service. They had none of them even heard of a pavilion, or thought they might be made more comfortable than they were. No one ever molested an egg. The groundskeepers would take them away, but with infinite care, in wagons lined with straw, hot water bottles, and woolen blankets in the wintertime. And they would bring back reports until the eggs were hatched and no more of anyone's concern, so everyone knew the eggs were safe in their hands. Safer, even, than keeping them oneself. So even the dragons, who had not cared to take a captain themselves at all, would often as not hand over their own eggs. They could not go flying very far, because they were fed at no set time, but randomly, from day to day. So if one went away out of earshot of the bells, one was likely to come too late, and go hungry all the day. So there was no larger society, no intercourse with the other breeding grounds, or with the